Thank you for holding. This is Supervisor Angela Williams. How can I assist you today?
Yeah, I got a charge on my card that I did not authorize.
All right. May I get your name and address, please?
My name's Shannon Book, and I'm at 82 North Donnerville Road, Mountville, PA.
All right. Thank you for that information. It is showing here that on the 2nd of June, there was a $39.85 for the meal planner. It's usually offered when you do the contest for the iPhone, this iPhone contest.
No, I didn't. That wasn't me.
Now, what we do here in the fraud department is we do start an investigation on behalf of the cardholder, take the IP address and present that to the authorities. They can pinpoint the time, location, and the owner of the device that created that order.
Or whatever the heck it is.
Okay. And then they present that information to you to follow through with charges against that individual. We do need your consent to start the investigation, ma'am.
Well, I already called my card. They already canceled my card, and I can't use that card, thanks to you guys. Like, I don't know who put that charge. I don't know how you could charge me for something I didn't sign up for.
So you say you've already canceled the card?
Yeah. They canceled it. Now they're doing an investigation.
Okay. So you did a dispute on the charge with the credit card?
Yes.
They've started like an investigation on their end with the financial institution?
Yes, they did.
All right. Bear with me one moment. Now, Stanley, we give a provisional credit while they do the investigation, but with there being an active dispute, they can call us. If they agree to drop the dispute, we'll go ahead and refund the charges.
Well, I'd rather you refund my charges, and I'll call them and tell them that you did that.
Well, no, that we cannot refund with an active dispute.
That's ridiculous. I'll have them call you now. I don't know what to do, but I
yes,
can't.
Yes, ma'am. Just go ahead and have them call us. Your account is notated to expect that call. And once they call us, they can just agree to drop the dispute. We'll go ahead and issue the refund. Do you have your cancellation number? If not, I can provide it to you.
Can you give me the number to call to get to you or what?
No, you have to call your bank. Or your credit card.
No, I know that. I know that. But how?
Okay, your account is noted. Whomever answers the phone can pick up where we left off. So the agent that answers the phone will see the note there and they'll know how to proceed forward.
Can you hold right now?
No, we can't do it that way. I can't be on the line. They have to call us back. You have to call and verify your account with your financial institution. We're not on the line for that. Do you have your cancellation number? Do you have your cancellation number, ma'am?
No, I don't.
All right. If you have pen and paper ready, it's C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
919-27-3035.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you just call your. My name is Angela Williams, supervisor. You just give your financial institution a call back, give them our number. You can be on the line or not. It's your decision. And they can just call and address the account, you know, let us know that they're willing to drop the dispute. Or they can say that there's no active dispute of it. If they haven't started the process yet, they can say that as well. And we'll go ahead and issue the refund.
Okay. All right. So what's your phone number?
I don't have a specific number. You have to be transferred to the supervisor.
Can I get that phone number again? Was it 855-426-7599?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, I'm on it.
All right. All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day, ma'am. All right, bye.